I'm only going to sing this like one more time this year, so... Come on, Justice, join me.
I'm refusing.
I'll just make it worse. I don't have any sort of singing voice here.
Like I do. Did you hear that?
It sounded like
Wait,
golden butterflies.
Did you hear Heath earlier? He sang this morning.
I heard about it.
With accompaniment.
He had a guitar that he pounded on a few times. Yes. So.
It was, it made some noise.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, no, it was interesting. It was interesting. So.
This microphone is completely different. It I is just noticed completely that.
How observant of you.
Yes, you've got it. No, we were playing around with some, acoustics last night. Jamo, our engineer, and I were trying to figure out why we get funny noises in certain places. And
huh. It happens when
probably,
you get older.
It's probably, I was going to say, it's probably just the host. But
nice.
So, wrapping up your Plain People segment
this
morning.
Yeah, it's been pretty cool all week. I think I've had a good time doing it. We have just one today, so then we'll probably come back and talk a little bit. Go ahead.
I've heard some positive feedback, actually.
Mm-hmm. That's really good to hear.
Stuck Mike stopped by last night and was talking about that he had talked to a few people that said, hey, I'd love to be on your Plain People segment. So, you might have created a thing here, Justice, that we're going to have to continue. So, you should probably plan on coming back next year, okay?
Well, there's definitely a stronger possibility of me coming back, as you guys probably know.
Nice.
Yeah. So, we're going to hit this one. This is Nancy. She's over at the first aid tent. You're tuned in to EAA Radio. My name is Justice, and I'm here with Nancy. She's here volunteering at the first aid tent. How you doing, Nancy? And why don't you introduce yourself and talk about where you're from and how long you've been here at Oshkosh?
I'm Nancy Conrad, and I'm from Freedom, Wisconsin, which is about 40 minutes north of here. And I have been volunteering at the EAA for almost 30 years. And I'm an RN, and I work in the health lodge.
So you help out people, they come here and get healthy again after being out in the sun or...
That's what we try to do. A lot of it is taking care of blisters and sunburns and headaches. And if there's something that's more involved, then the doctors see them and they maybe have to go to the hospital. Then they're transported and taken care of there.
All right. That's pretty cool. And I understand that a lot of the stuff you guys get here is all donations and things like that?
Correct. Everything that we have here is donated. So, and there is no charge for anything. And if a person wants to make a donation for whatever treatment they get, that's welcomed.
That's awesome. Like, it's really cool that people can come together to, you know, essentially just help out other people the whole time. Because even like a small thing like a headache or something like that, that can kind of ruin your day here at Oshkosh.
Absolutely. And we get a lot of that, but several people get so excited about coming to the EAA, they forget their medication at home. So then the doctors are able to either prescribe or call their doctors and get a new prescription for them so they can have a joyful time at the EAA.
That's a really cool thing. That's awesome. You said you've been volunteering here for about 30 years. Do you have any like some of your favorite memories that you've experienced over the years here?
I think my favorite part of this is how special the people are that come to the EAA. They come from all over the world, and they're all very nice. They're very friendly, very courteous, and are very appreciative of what we do here. So that's what really makes it nice.
Absolutely, and I get a lot of that too. Everybody that I've encountered also has been incredibly nice. So are you involved with aviation at all?
No, I'm not. I'm just an RN. I shouldn't say just, but no, I my husband and I, we don't have a plane and we don't fly, but we love coming here, so.
Okay, so 30 years back, how did you find out about this and get involved if you're not involved with aviation?
Well, there was the woman who was in charge, who was the supervisor before, was my instructor from nurses training. And there was an ad in the paper or something that she was going to be the supervisor here. And so I just called her and asked her if she was in need of nurses to volunteer. And she said yes and come on out. So that's what I did.
That's fantastic. Well, thanks so much, Nancy. Hope you have a good rest of Oshkosh, and Well, maybe we'll see you in passing again because our radio station is just right over there.
Okay, great. Thank you so very much.
That's funny. We are literally neighbors. Yes. With the what is the it's not a tent, obviously.
Yeah,
but what is it?
Yeah, medical first aid something.
Building. Building. Yeah,
that's sure. What it is. It's a building.
Thanks. <That's, laughs> thanks. I was looking more for the official name, but thanks, Justice, for clarifying its structural integrity. Which they actually did quite a bit of work over there recently.
Yeah,
yeah. We saw it on a couple work weekends, but mm-hmm. Really nice people. I know I've been over there once a couple years ago. I think it was the Schlosskosch year when I literally got jungle rot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on my feet. It was terrible that year.
We've had two different interns over there this year.
Yeah.
I know one. Katie went over there too. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about Katie. Katie cut her finger on a razor.
Mm-hmm.
And then Foreman,
yep,
basically took a chunk out of the back of his leg.
Mm-hmm.
They're just their interns are literally just killing themselves.
And both instances happened in the shower. So
yes, yeah, true.
So the interns decided showering was a bad idea because it's dangerous.
God. No, so. Please, please don't make that jump in logic.
While Brant was over there, he helped them out with their internet and
he
stuff
did.
Like that.
He did. He made them a network cable and hooked up an issue. You know. Happy to repay the favor. Yeah, they work for free, obviously, mm-hmm. But they do accept donations, and it doesn't go to any of the staff. That's all volunteer time. Helps to pay for supplies,
mm-hmm. Yep.
Which is a really cool way of doing things. But
and I think they accept supplies, too, if
they
that's
do.
Your
they
thing.
Do. Yes, yeah. Sterile supplies, please.
Not, yeah.
Who gives medical. Out used Band-Aids, okay?
Well,
I know a guy.
Of course you do. No, but that's really cool. And she's been here for how long?
30 years.
30 years. Yeah. Wow, that's a long. Particularly when you have no, let's call it direct tie to aviation. That's mm-hmm. That's a hell of a long time. I mean, she must really enjoy what she's doing.
Yeah,
kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, agreed. All right, so now you've done this all week, and you've had what, 8, 10, something like that.
Yeah, like 10. Yes.
About 10.
Yeah. What is the takeaway from the entire year's project?
I think it's what Joey Caraggio said. It's that AirVenture is about 90% people and only about 10% planes. And that's 100% true, even in...
Hey, that adds up.
Yeah.
I see what you did
Do
there.
The math.
Cool, and, yeah. That kind of, that's my experience, too, is like...
Sure.
You know, I don't see you guys... very often.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Like once a year. And
we all live in different cities.
Right.
So
it's really great to come back and see you guys all the time.
I unfortunately do see you every week.
You see him. Yeah, he comes in once a week.
Comes in and works at my radio station, claims he's on the air from another competing radio station. Yeah, that's always fun.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
How often do you do that, Justin?
I've only done that once.
Oh,
in front of the boss.
In front of you.
Jim will not let you forget. Because you work at a station in the cities, and you are on air.
Yeah, it wasn't even that station, though.
No, wasn't it?
It was so bad.
So is it a city you don't, or a, I'm sorry, a station you don't even work at?
Yeah, yes. I was trying.
That's awesome. I mean, I can understand the natural flub if you say
yeah,
the station
that's what
you
happened.
Work at. But,
oh, no.
But
it was a natural flub into, like, I was being rushed because Jim was playing with the automation.
Yeah, Jim does that.
And then...
God forbid you do that, by the way, when he's board hopping. He does not like that.
It was just a terrible mess. And
I have the audio. I will share it.
Only like share it with him, please, because you've already done it.
Fair enough.
Jim's just trying to get revenge on everyone who's ever watched the... happily interacting with meat video.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. That's really good.
If you'd like to really see Jim in action, I suggest you search YouTube for KVSC Loses It. You can find it on YouTube. It's a great video of nothing but chaos in the studio. And you weren't even born out.
No.
That would be our engineer Jammo. So.
Just a bad scenario in that one. So.
Well, you alluded to it the other day.
I did.
He just squeaked out the word meat when we were talking on the... Yeah, exactly. So you know what? Yes, you screwed up, but it'll never be as big as that. So
well,
take solace in that fact.
It was pretty embarrassing.
I
beat
can
myself up
so,
for a few days.
All right, let's. I got to know what station did you claim you were from? Because you work at a jazz station in the cities.
Yep.
You were volunteering at Jim's station in St. Cloud, alternative station, college station.
So the biggest alternative station in the Twin Cities.
Ah, okay. Wait, does it start with a G?
No.
That one? Which one am I thinking?
KCMP?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. That one.
Yeah. And I didn't say KCMP.
No.
No, you said their actual, like...
Yeah. Tag. Marketing name.
Thank you.
Yes.
That was terrible. I didn't even realize I did it either. Yeah,
he had no idea he did it.
I got off the mic and they're like, did you realize what you just did? Like, I just did a break.
Just doing radio here, man. Stop harshing my mellow.
Yeah. Just working on my demo tape, actually.
By the way, just so you know that it's not, you know, just you, this happens all the time.
Really?
Most of the time, it's when you're working in a cluster of stations.
Sure.
And yeah. I'm going from working at station A in my building to station B at my building.
Again, that I can understand. He doesn't even work there, man.
Right.
I know.
Well, and then the next level is our own Gabe, one of our interns here.
Yes.
Works for also works at a commercial station in St. Cloud, and while giving live urgent weather updates, claimed that he was the wrong station. He claimed that he was my station on that station.
Oh no!
Yeah,
did you thank him for that?
But this is a new one. I work at multiple stations, but I'm going to claim I'm a third one.
Yeah.
that I wish I maybe someday will work at. I don't know.
You should grab that audio, use it as part of your demo tape, and send it to the station you just pushed on the air.
New version of that,
yes.
Also done by Gabe and a few others I've seen, of posting things as, you know, like posting a thing for one station, but posting as something
social
else.
Social media, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. That's scary. I'm starting to get on more pages, and I'm really afraid to do that.
You know who's really, 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 really good at that? Afterburner Al,
and has
been for years, which is why I don't let him have access anymore. Love you, Al. Well, Justice, thanks so much. I've really enjoyed this segment. I really hope you can come back next year. If not, we'll just replace you with someone who looks just like you and does the same thing better.
Yeah, we do have a few gingers now, so.
True. Yes, yes. We had Ginger Squared earlier in the week, so God forbid. What's this world coming to? This is the Morning Pre-Flight on EAA Radio.